All right, welcome back to the show. It's 26 minutes gone past 12. Okay. So, yes, we were talking about civilians attacking security personnel. And my heart goes out to those who may have lost a loved one just as this week started. So yesterday we had in the news, right? I think about two or three persons who died along the Ubiripuri flyover when someone was kidnapped. A really sad story. Today, yesterday was just Monday, right? And that happened. And in some other places where people may have died from one incident or the other, my heart goes out to you and I pray that the Lord will strengthen you even as you go through this period, because it's going to be hard. Losing a loved one is not easy. All right. So, yes, let's talk about what I already said. So the other day, it's still in the news, though. The military. Their men laid a siege at Rundeli community in Emoa local government area. And it's been all over the news. What happened? Story goes, rifles were collected from two personnel by someone who is a civilian. And then just yesterday also, it's also in the news, I think I saw this one on the Punch newspaper, hoodlums overpower Rivers NDLEA officials and free suspects. So let's look at the Rundeli story from what we have in the news here. The chairman of the local government area, Chidi Lloyd, that's Emoha local government area, says that normalcy has returned to Ndele community after the military recovered rifles illegally collected from two of its personnel by a member of the disbanded OSPAC, whose name they gave as Gift Ajuru, on Saturday night. Dr. Lloyd tells correspondent Emeko Otuka that the soldiers have now retreated, but he noted something. He said he's embarrassed that two Nigerian soldiers would be disarmed by a civilian following disagreements over proceeds from illegal oil activities. Well, let's take a listen to Dr. Lloyd, and then we'll come to the story of the NDLEA personnel who were attacked somewhere around town Axis. Take a listen.
The rifles have been recovered and given back to the soldiers, and that may have informed the reason they have retreated. But that is not enough. We must get the criminal. That incident at Ndele made me feel very bad as a Nigerian. I felt ashamed as a Nigerian that a civilian have the capacity to disarm two Nigerian soldiers, collected their rifles, removed their uniform. And these are people who are trained to protect the territorial integrity of this country.
Okay, so that was Dr. Lloyd, the chairman of Emoa local government area, speaking there. So let's move on to something else, right? I told you about this other one. So my interest is in the civilians who are able to attack security personnel for whatever the reason, right? Whether there was illegality or not. But then this one here, hoodlums have attacked operatives of the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency at Odunze Lane, Mile 3 Axis of Jobu in Port Harcourt, River State. Now, during the attack, the hoodlums were said to have set free a suspect, and they gave his name as Izu Isuofia. Now, according to what the Punch is reporting here, they say that three officials of the NDLEA were on duty in the area known for illicit drug activities, and that was on Friday when the attack was carried out. An eyewitness who did not want his name in print for security reasons said the NDLEA operatives had arrested a suspected drug dealer in the area, popularly known as 50, and were taking him to a waiting patrol van stationed at a nearby street along Ikwere Road, Ihoma Street, when some suspected cultists attacked them. So someone is telling me that he would rather call them militia than call them civilians. Militia. So how about okay, so these are the two stories that I could quickly lay my hands on, all right, to have this conversation, because they are the most recent. But then in other news, right, perhaps these are not security personnel, but they are fighting fire. We have had stories, even recently, of firefighters being attacked by civilians. People who are supposed to welcome them. We have them attack these people, right? They have their reasons. They will tell you, oh, they arrived late. By the time they came, the fire had caused so much damage and all of that stuff. Now, here is my concern. If we should continue with this trend of people attacking security personnel, no matter what the issue is, no matter what the case may be, right? Especially when they are on their duty post, when they're trying to carry out their job. And then some people, whether they are called militia, but they are civilians. That's what they are. And they choose to attack them. What kind of danger do you think this particular trend is going to pose in our society? So let's just think about it for maybe 2 seconds and talk about the dangers that this could bring in the nearest future if it becomes a trend, if we allow it to continue, if it doesn't stop now. And then what else, what then do you think the government can do? How can the government stem this rising tide? I mean, it's actually one day that the whole idea of jungle justice started. And before you knew it, some people decided, oh, that's the way to go. And it became a norm. And so, yeah, we see it happen every now and then. And all we can do is talk, frown. But is it happening? It's happening. So if we leave this to continue, it's happening here and there. I mean, yeah, the other one, we say, oh, they were involved in illegality. It was illegal oil refining, blah, blah, blah. And which, of course, is very wrong of the security personnel. If they were involved in illegal oil refining, as the story went, very wrong of them. All right? And then this one that happened at Mile 3. So these guys are out there to do their job, and then people decided, cultists, yeah, decided and chose to attack them. And they were able to release their the person they arrested. So what kind of danger do you see with this trend should continue? And second of all, how can the government, because this is not something that, okay, maybe there's something you and I can do, but my concern is what the government can actually do to stem this rising tide. Thank you so much. So let's talk. The number to call is 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. Hello, Clement from Ada George.
Hello, Constance.
Good afternoon.
Sorry.
You're welcome. Please go on.
Yes, Constance, let me start from the training that our military and paramilitary personnel engage themselves in. I have been opportunity to ask my skill has taken me to cover one or two, especially the police, and I think police, army, and naval. Now, these are training for this. I think the naval one I did recently was a convention where other naval officers from across the world gathered in Port Harcourt last year. You need to see the contentment of other countries. Nigerian navals are just so lackadaisical during the training or the convention. You need to see how the dust move about. Other countries, dignitaries that are there, comport themselves, sat down. You know, especially when I think the chief of staff was around, everybody was in order. Constance, you need to see, I'm talking about Nigerian navals. When it comes for the food time,
so okay, that was a particular experience you had. It's not like you're always there for their trainings, are you?
Okay, now this is it. That will give you a picture of previous convention, because this convention are organized to give us or updated us on the recent happening across the world and how Nigeria can be in line with what we're doing, because I pay attention.
Okay, I get what you're saying. So in the long run, how does this, all right, matter to the conversation we're having? Can you quickly do
exactly.
that?
Okay, so how does it matter to the conversation that we are having? It tells a lot. It tells that you as a military, what are you getting at the end of every seminar, every program organized from the government fund program to update you all to something across the world, and how you can protect yourself and your country? On a police post, a pot belly officer.
All right, Clement, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm really waiting for you to make your point, really. Dakuku is calling from Eche. Hi, Dakuku. Hello, Dakuku.
Contact, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dakuku. You're welcome.
Well done. This is Dakuku from Apok Eche.
We already
good are. Good man of Eche. I will still be speaking. So let me tell you about Turumu Ndere problem. I got a really information from
you. Okay, Dakuku, hold on.
Eh?
We already have the story in the news. My concern is on the part where the security personnel were attacked, and then their rifles were collected.
Okay.
And then we have NDLEA officials who were also attacked. So I'm talking about what are the dangers if we should allow this to continue in our society?
That's what I'm coming about. Now, people are talking that there was a refinery, illegal refinery. Let them be sincere on it. I have a personnel who are there, who work there, who are one of the commanders there.
All right. Thank you very much, Dakuku. All right. So I thought I was actually clear on what we're having as a conversation right now. I'm not asking you to tell me what happened at Rundeli. No, that's not what I'm asking you to tell me. We already have the story in the news, right? I mean, I already breezed through it a little bit. But I've told you what my focus is. I mean, I had to even bring in the firefighters to the story so that you would understand what we're talking about. People attacking security personnel. That is the conversation. So whether they were there for illegality or not, you heard the chairman of MOHA. I mean, yeah, in as much as those security personnel are alleged to have been involved in illegal oil bunkering, whether they were doing it directly or collecting money or whatever. But he was even concerned that how come trained Nigerian soldiers would be attacked and their rifles collected from them and uniforms taken away from them or taken off them. It calls for concern, really. Maybe you're not seeing this part. And then NDLEA officials attacked at mile 3 or so, mile 1. Mile 3, right? Yeah, that's what I read. So I'm asking, if nothing is done to dissuade people, whether you are Cortisto, you are Ospaco, you are vigilante or whoever, from launching an attack on security personnel, what are we going to be in for? That's what I'm asking. And how do we stop it now? Okafor is calling from Elelewo. Hi, Okafor.
Yeah, good afternoon, my beautiful sister, Constance.
You're welcome on board. Go on.
Yes, Okafor, a.k.a. civilian general. You asked a very beautiful question, and I want to answer it from two angles. First, our communities, individuals, we need to be disciplined. And if there's anything we can do to respect these uniformed men and women, the better for us. How do I mean? We'll be sleeping in our homes, and some person somewhere out there are keeping watch to ensure that we are safe, we are alive. And yet, when we have any slightest opportunity, either there is fire in the night, we call them, and when they come late, we start attacking them. Whenever there is robbery within our facility, we put a call across, even in the midnight, 3 a.m., they come, we start abusing them, why do they come late? And then even the military, who volunteered, who have given their life, all to save us, to fight whoever that will want to fight us. And whenever they come and they do one thing or the other, we turn around and start attacking them. If we continue in this order, you ask, what should the government do? If we continue in this order, already government has given them power. But what I want to say, if we continue the way we are going, time shall come when you find, hardly find young men and women who will volunteer to be in this military. Because if they are not there, the nation is not safe. And then for the government as a body, we need to do so much to make sure that these people who volunteer their life, who have given their life to save us, that whatever is their welfare is good taken care of. Because most times why people even go around and say they are attacking them is because they see them conniving, doing this and the other. But if you have provided all the adequate welfare, all the necessary things they need in order to perform and perform very well, they may not even indulge into these small things that will lead people to begin to lose confidence in them. So government need to, the police, the army, whatever, all the uniformed men and women, government need to play their part because it's not easy. Not so many of us are even prepared to allow our children to enter army. Not so many of our children are prepared to even allow their children to enter police. And for those who have volunteered to enter all this paramilitary or military party, they have already laid down their life to make sure that we are safe. And we need to respect them, and government must continue to provide for them so that they will be happy laying their life for you and I. That is what I think I want to contribute this afternoon.
All right, thank you for calling. Hi, Mr. Zion. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. One is the recruitment process. Then number two, the kind of lectures and instructions given. Then number three, intelligence gathering before approaching scene of crime. That is one thing we lack.
Hello? All right, you might want to call back if you can. So we're discussing civilians attacking security personnel, be it the police, be it the military, be it NDLEA officials or NSCDC officials, or even firefighters. So I said when I started, just think about it for a few seconds, all right? And let's talk about the dangers that we might face if we continue like this, if this continues, all right? So just think about it, okay? If people would have that confidence, that audacity to actually attack the uniformed men, right? No matter the situation, what dangers are we going to face tomorrow if it continues? And then we could also talk about how we can stop it now, how we can make sure it doesn't continue. That's the conversation this afternoon. So whether you want to talk about how the military or military paramilitary officials or personnel are trained and how they should conduct themselves, fine. How do we stop this from escalating, from going further, from happening over and over and over again? We're having pockets of these. How do we stop it from continuing? Braid is calling from Eliozu. Hi, Braid.
Hello, Constance.
Good afternoon, Braid. You're welcome.
Yes, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go on.
The truth is that our system is a system failure. The failure of system, that is what is bringing this calamity. Now, if the officers and men were well equipped, provided the necessary gadgets to work with, I don't think we will fall into such menace. Because when it happens to one, and they use the necessary apparatus to detect whosoever that perpetrated that act and bring that person to book to serve as a deterrent to others. If you go to the Western world, if you have been into one of these airports, if you see where a military officer comes to the airport, you look at the ovation that will be given to him. Sometimes somebody who has bought a ticket, who has gotten his seat, can even vacate that place for the officer to take his journey. When it comes...
Oh my. Please do well to call back if you can, Braid. 070-0923-0923. For whatever reason, I can't access my WhatsApp portal right now. I mean, the thing logged out on its own. So, but hey, just keep sending those messages until I'm able to rectify that. All right. For your WhatsApp messages, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And remember, when you call in, we have a call screener. So yes, you have to speak with a call screener first, and then you get to talk to me. Thank you. Then you can also head on to Facebook and drop a comment there, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, or you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. All right, on Facebook, Ikechukwu Sterling says, many consequences of attacking, killing security personnel by civilians. This is reason everyone, including the parents, should rise to the occasion of instilling good moral behaviors in their children to forestall this kind of incident in the nearest future. We knew too well that the aftermath of ill attack on security personnel always breed this ugly mood of ill treatment to the innocent citizens. That's from Ikechukwu Sterling. All right, we have Ben calling from Alaka here. Hello, Ben. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Constance.
You're welcome on board, Ben. I'm listening.
Yes. The issue at hand, you are just saying, I'm very, very interesting. I've seen something happening in my prison, even on the road, attacking police. But number one problem I'm seeing is that the officers, which is attacked, sometimes they do involve in all these things that make the indigene or people around them to have a handsome hold of for getting them immediately. If not, if you are sent to a place and you concentrate, nothing will happen to you. I'm not saying that it's very good for them to be attacking officers. It's very, very wrong. So for me, officers should concentrate on where they are working. They will take very control of what they are doing, and nobody will attack them. That's number one point. Then the issue again is in about the government we are working with. The government, sometimes, what they're supposed to do for them, they will not do it. And they have to take the point to their hand, and by so doing, the so-called indigenous will attack them. That is my concern, my take.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. I like the part where he mentioned that, yes, of course, sometimes some of these things happen because some security personnel soil their hands. They get involved in illegalities. And so, yeah, people would attack them. And then on the other hand, he also gave a solution to that. If you're focused on your job, on your duty, if you're not looking to get involved in something illegal, then you would not make room for this kind of embarrassment or insults. But for the NDLEA officials, I mean, in that kind of scenario, I mean, these are, like I said, I just gave two examples from the news, current happenings, right? So one had to do with some military personnel who were said to have been involved in illegal oil refining. And then the other one, NDLEA agents who were out doing their job, arrested a man who they said was a drug dealer in that area. Arrested him, and then the next thing, boys gathered, started throwing stones, throwing bottles at them. And before you knew it, they were able to free the man that they had arrested. So let's say that tomorrow the police is on the trail of some criminals, right? Thank you. And then they come into a place where they know is a hideout, and then people start attacking them. And next tomorrow, perhaps, who else now? EFCC. They're out on a raid and people attack them. Another day, NSCDC officials are at work and people are attacking them. NDLEA maybe again. What dangers do you think that would pose for our society, for you and I? And even for the security personnel themselves, if this should continue, and how can we stop it now before it gets so bad? Braid has called back. Hello, Braid.
Yes, of course, Stan. Sorry, the network is respecter of nobody.
Welcome back,
yes,
Ray.
Of course, Stan, as I was saying, the truth is that the country also fails in providing them the necessary gazette. As I speak with you, if they are working with some certain gazette, sometimes even their pen should be able to record. Sometimes the chest they wear should be able to record. Sometimes the watch they wear should be able to record. And when they get those records, they could be able to apprehend those culprits. And it will serve as a deterrent to other people. And also, they should not also indulge in unnecessary things, standing on the road, taking money from people, bringing their selves so low, and going to a bunkery, sharing money with all, you know, they are also sitting so low to the public, and that gives morale to the public to attack them. So my take this afternoon is that they should be able to rise up and fight whatever is against that may come their way technically, and also the government should put every mechanism on ground for them to strive. That's my take. Thank you and God bless you.
All right, thank you very much, Bridge. And then on Twitter, let me see. What's your name? What's your name? Chisara David says, through strong partnerships and engagements with various stakeholders and communities, by continually keeping the capabilities of security agencies relevant to effectively manage and deal with threats to our immediate environment and territory at large. What else are you saying? You say when you engage, that's a means of feedback. But over the years, the feedback mechanism... Oh, all right. 1, 2, 3. You have like 3 different messages. Sorry. You also say strong partnerships are and engagements are keys to avoid civilians. To keep civilians from attacking the security personnel. Just some weeks ago, the MPF engaged with some youths believed to be elites about the state's governorship elections for safety of lives and properties. What did we see at the end? When you engage, that's a means of feedback. But over the years, the feedback mechanism has failed, and citizens now, in the bid to take care of themselves, resort to attacking the security men when they feel marginalized in their own view. That's from Chisara David on Facebook. Sorry, on Twitter. All right, you can also head on to Facebook and drop me a comment there, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And then I'm taking your messages as well on WhatsApp. So send those messages to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. I'll be right back after this commercial break. And of course, I'll still take a few more calls and read your messages. Do stay tuned. We're still discussing civilians attacking security personnel. And I'm asking you to tell me what you think the government can do to curb this rising trend. My name is Constance. Do stay tuned.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. 12:56 right now, just about 4 minutes before the top of the hour, when we bring you the news, trending stories, and then afterwards we will continue with our conversation on civilians attacking security personnel and the dangers that portends, and of course what the government can do or communities can also do to put a stop to it. All right, so I remember what this man from what country now, is it Kenya? Mulumba. I don't know, I had his name on my mind. Somehow skipped. But he said something about ownership of criminals. That's the way he put it. It's something people actually do in Africa. So there's this thing where we own the criminals. For instance, what happened at Mile 3? So these people have come to do their job, right? I mean, drug abuse is a big problem in our society. And we still have drug peddlers, drug dealers, and the stuff, illicit substances all over the place. A lot of young people losing their minds. I mean, have you walked the streets of Port Harcourt lately? Crazy people everywhere, really. Like literally, young people, and they are cray cray. and so many other things that comes about with that. Crimes and all that on the rise. And so they're out to do their job and they arrest someone who they have identified as the bigger, maybe the bigger fish or the bigger problem. And so because the people around there, their story goes that they are cultists. They are the ones who attacked these men. So because these people feel that it is our person that is being arrested. Yeah, he's a criminal, yes, but he is our person. He's a drug dealer, yeah, duh, he is our person. Oh, police is conducting a raid. Although sometimes those raids can be amazing, yeah? And so they're raiding a particular area and they are actually arresting people. Whether it's a mass arrest or maybe not a mass arrest, perhaps they came for a particular person that they have trailed for a while. But because this person is your person, you say what they are doing is wrong. It's our person. It's our thing. So let them not do their job because they're about to disrupt something that is benefiting us. So we continue to allow to see this as, Anna, are they not the ones that are putting themselves out there to be attacked? Do you really know what we would face tomorrow if we allow this to keep happening? I mean, if we all just look at this in the news and look away from it, not really give it much attention, and it continues, God help us. So I'm still asking you to tell me, I'm sure you've taken out time to really think about the dangers that could pose for a society and even for the security personnel themselves if people keep attacking them. And then you can also tell me what you think we can do as a people, perhaps the communities, the government, and of course the security personnel, their authorities and the officials themselves, what they can do to ensure that this does not continue. All right? So send me those messages. I would like to read them. Send them via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. I'm seeing a couple of messages here already. So I came across something about what could happen to a civilian who hits a soldier in the US. It's some kind of code. Prohibition on attacks on United States servicemen on account of service. So in the case of a battery or an assault resulting in bodily injury, it is said that this person is going to be fined under this title in an amount that is not less than $2,500. That's a lot of money. And imprisoned not less than 6 months and no more than 10 years. That's the code. So I don't know what it is for Nigeria, because some people have mentioned that if those who were able to attack the security personnel are actually caught and prosecuted, that could serve as a deterrent to others. It will dissuade any other person who would want to venture into that from trying it out the next time. It's just like how I was happy when I saw some stories where some people who tried to snatch ballot boxes were caught. I was like, yeah, that's a good one. I'm sure tomorrow, if when that person is done facing the law, if the person hears that there's an election, he'd rather stay in his house than come out and look for a ballot box to snatch. So that's just by the way. So the messages I see here, I'm going to read them before I get back to the phone lines, all right? Dear Constance, why should a police officer be having pork belly? Have you been there? Have you been to their parade and see how they dance? He said we need total reformation in all security agencies. What's your name? No name. But that's your message. So finally, what you're talking about is total reformation. When you say reformation, what exactly are you referring to? Give me examples of what you are calling reformation. Thank you. Henrici says, for civilians to unarm a military man is not possible unless the soldier is already compromised. Either he is in their secret society or abetting them with their illegal activities. Proper supervision and constant rotation will reduce these acts. Remember, if a security personnel lasts too long in a particular territory, there are high chances for the personnel to go rogue because we are humans and rational. Or did you mean irrational? Anyway, thank you, Henrichi, for your message. Gimbe George says, good afternoon. The federal government should take these precautionary measures. Number one, ensure that the Nigerian security agencies should not be found in any illegal activity. All right. Number two, they should stop brutalizing civilians. Number three, they should be paid well to avoid collecting illegal monies. Number four, they should be stopped from participating in election malpractice. All these things will make them to look responsible in the eyes of the citizens. All right, thank you very much. Who's this? Pen from Rumodumaya says, good afternoon. The truth is our security personnel no longer engage in physical training. What are you saying? This generalization, are we still doing this? Do we still talk like this? Like, really, are we still talking like this? It's like the person who called in at some point and said, there's no rule of law. The court is not working. Nobody would... I've forgotten the way he put that thing. And I said, okay. You can be there ranting about the courts not working until you get involved in something that takes you there. And then you find out if it works or not. So you're saying that the security personnel no longer engage in physical training. Are you a security personnel? Have you been with them? If you say they no longer, so what? How are they operating if there are no trainings for them? Well, you say the military should go back to the drawing board and train every day, most especially on self-defense. All right, thank you. Ezekiel Isaiah says, it's a very big slap to the military. This is due to their behavior and dress code. They give up because they have been overpowered and for security reasons. If he had opened fire by now, we would have been talking about numbers of dead persons. Oh, Ezekiel Isaiah. All right. So what you're saying is that the soldiers allowed it for security reasons. That's for the Ndili story or the Ndili example, if they had opened fire. So how do we stop people from thinking it's okay to attack security personnel? What can be done? Well, some people have talked about reformation. Some have talked about their welfare. And some people also believe that if they are well taken care of by the government, then they wouldn't be, some of them would not be tempted enough to be involved in illegalities. I also believe that no matter how much they are taken care of, right, a corrupt mind, sometimes you just can't help them for people who are corrupt. Yeah, there are people that when you find out the amount of money they earn, the perks that come with the work they do, and yet you hear about some of the illegal stuff they're doing, you just wonder, like, what else are you looking for in this life? What else do you want? So there are people that there are some of them who are security personnel that no matter how much their welfare is, no matter how good it is, that one, they will still get involved in it. Oh, but of course, at least there are people who it is out of should I say hunger? That's why they are perhaps tempted and then they get involved in illegalities. So maybe people like that, if they are well taken care of, their welfare is top notch, perhaps they wouldn't even notice that such illegalities are ongoing and they wouldn't have been tempted to get involved in it. All right, that's on one hand. So how about those who are not involved in illegality? They're just doing their job, and yet people find it okay to attack them. Why? Because the job they seem to be doing at that point in time is about to scatter their reggae. Yeah, maybe the security personnel, the security agents, they are there to use their blue to scatter their own reggae. So they don't want them to carry out their job. Of course, like we saw in the case in Mile 3. So they're there to arrest a man who is a drug dealer. And the people around there, the cultists, the story says they are cultists, attacked the security personnel, released the man who was supposed to be attacked or who was supposed to be arrested. And as the story from The Punch, though, says that the guy was even freed with his handcuffs. Like, he was still on handcuffs when he escaped. Alongside the hoodlums who came to free him. Anyway, there's been an order for his rearrest. That's from the NDLEA River State Command. The spokesperson, Emmanuel Wumbada, in a statement in Port Harcourt, said the hoodlums escaped with the drugs seized alongside the suspects. That's incredible. So he says the state commander, Ahmed Mahmouda, has tasked operatives of the command to deploy all necessary arsenals to ensure that the suspect and his cohorts are arrested and brought to justice. So this is something that shouldn't have gotten to this in the first place, but hey, a lot of people now will be on the run. Why? Because they felt it was okay to attack security personnel. So how do we keep this from happening? How do we keep this from continuing? That's what I'm asking you to tell me. All right, I'm seeing a couple of messages here on Facebook, so let's read them. Emeni Christopher says, every job has its own risk. That is one of the risks of the security personnel. Okay, so because it's a risk, should it continue? People attacking them, that's the risk. Should that continue? Should that keep happening? And someone is saying, your name is Francis Chinedu Freeman. Have you also talked about security personnel attacking civilians? That's not the topic for today. That's not the conversation for today. What I'm talking about is very clear. If you don't want to join that conversation, let it go. Right? I mean, we've had several conversations where we're talking about what they are not doing well or what they're not doing right, or how they are attacking or how they are... I'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Sincerely, I don't want to wait till I graduate from this school before I think of what to do with my life.
Exactly. I am going to seriously work on my music skills. Let me use my talent well,
I
beg.
I would like to be a radio presenter, but I don't know how to go about it.
But why is Simi so quiet today?
Sorry, ladies. I'm taking this interesting course on how to become a professional scriptwriter. You two can also learn how to become a radio presenter on Wazobia Academy.
Wazobia Academy?
Yes. Wazobia Academy provides accessible and affordable online training in filmmaking, music business, fashion, radio hosting, and lots more. You also stand a chance to be selected for internship in leading production companies, radio stations, music, and fashion studios for hands-on experience. It's easy. Simply log on to www.wazobiaacademy.com or call 0908-826-5038 for more details.
Wazobia Academy. Learn and lead.
This is Nigeria's number one talk radio station. Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are back.
Okay, so I'm still responding to the young man who is asking if we've talked about security personnel attacking civilians. And back to what I was saying to you, we have had the time and over and over and over and over again, we've called out security personnel when they go out of line. And so when people are now the ones going out of line, we would definitely have to talk about it because this is out of line. Totally out of line, and we should not allow this to continue. And that's why I decided to bring this up today. All right, so that if it's not somewhere in your mind that this is wrong, let it start registering now. So that we will not allow it to continue. Standard George on Facebook says, to simplify this matter, civilians have been brutalized lately, and the police is also found in other corrupt practices. All these have made the citizens of Nigeria to disrespect them. So what is the solution you're bringing? Who's this? Let's see. God Save Onuoha says, I have some friends that are security agents. I always hear them say, not that they can't handle the situation, but they are afraid of human rights coming after them. Interesting. before we start hearing, you know, the kind of stories we don't want to hear, like the case in Ndele community, where the military laid siege. People could not go in or come out of that community for as long as they were there until they recovered their rifle. Before we start having these kind of stories become a norm, I think we should do the needful. We should all respect ourselves, really. Yes, you're strong. You have whatever trainings that's allowing you to do anything. You can disarm a security agent. You can chase them away when they come to do their job. That's awesome. That's beautiful. But can you tell yourself, after I have done this, what would be the after effects? Because I don't think the NDLEA is going to sit and just say, oh, okay, we'll come back next time and look for the person we want to arrest. I don't think so. So they've added other people on their list. The people who came to disrupt that arrest process. So they now, the NDLEA, are going to be after them. So all I'm saying is, we should be looking at after effects, okay? Yes, you're angry. Yes, you're feeling pained and all that stuff. But think about what's going to happen tomorrow and how it's going to affect every other person and not yourself. You're a young man. You're strong. You can run away. How about other people around there who are not strong enough to run away if it gets bad? And we still need them to fight crime, right? Yeah, we still need them to fight crime in our society.